Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi,
welcome to the Art of Decluttering. I'm Kirsty Ferruccia.
And I'm Amy Ravel. We are very excited to be with you. Mm. It is beautiful summer in Australia and it is smoky and we are on fire. We're a community.
Isn't so beautiful.
No, but Australia is beautiful. It just so happens that we're on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
that's how it is.
Yep.
It's the only time to go back to school, though.
It is.
How have you found the school holidays?
Short.
Yeah?
Hmm.
You felt like they didn't go very long?
No.
Right. I always feel like when my kids go back, part of me is like, this is about 4 days too late.
Hmm.
And part of me feels like this is about 3 weeks too early.
Yeah. Ask me again this time next week.
Yeah.
It may be a different.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about command centres today.
Hmm.
We've done our back to school episode.
Mm-hmm.
But we think, do you know what, part of being organised and not just decluttered is about making your family admin, the hub of your family admin, which is what we're calling the command centre, really working for you.
Yes.
Not a cluttered mess that you feel like you should do.
What is a command centre? When we say command centre, Amy, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I thought of first.
Yes, please.
Was a mudroom.
Yes.
When we were talking about doing an episode on command centre, I was like, oh, so that's where the shoes go and the school bag goes and the keys hang. And she's like, no, that's a mudroom. That's your entranceway. The command centre is where the admin happens. So you explain to me what a command centre is, because clearly I had the wrong thing in my mind.
Well, you've already said it. It's the place where the family, admin for the family lives, or, you know, if it's just you. It's where you put all your admin. And it doesn't need to be done there. You know, you can take all of it to the couch and pay your bills on the couch and, you know, put your schedule into your phone and reply to invites on your phone. But where the things live until you do that is a command center. And it can be as big as an office or as small as a pile of paper.
Hmm. Tell me about yours.
Well, we have a few.
Right. You've broken the first rule, which is keep it all in one place.
Well, yes and no. So Simon does different admin roles in our family than I do.
Okay.
So he has a command center.
Talk to us about that.
So he has a desk.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that, any paperwork that comes in that relates to the stuff in our family that he does, then I just put on his desk and he just deals with it in his own way.
Can I ask how do you break up the life admin, family admin roles? Where's the line?
We kind of go back to a quite stereotypical husband does the finances, female does the
kids,
family, kids,
mm-hmm.
but not. That's not entirely, you know, it's not as clean as that.
Mm-hmm.
So Simon does do the bills, most of the bills.
Yep.
So most of the monthly bills like gas, water, mortgage, you know, that type of bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I do bills that relate to the kids, like school, not so much school fees, we've just moved to a new school, but, you know, excursions and like minor things, but then he does some of the scheduling for the doctor's appointments and I do some. So we just take it on who has the capacity that week. And then so he gets the paperwork that I know that he wants and he likes to deal or chooses to deal with. And then I keep all the paperwork that I do.
In your office?
No.
Okay.
So that the our command center, that more the command center that we're going to be focusing on mm-hmm. today lives in our pantry.
Okay, right. So not in your office?
No, that's where I take it to deal with it, but it lives in the pantry.
All right. Talk to us more about what that looks like in there, like physically what it looks like.
Physically, it's often just a pile of paper. And so sometimes it does live in my office, but the school notes, the excursion notes, the doctor referrals, they all live. We've got a magazine rack mm-hmm. that attaches to the wall, like they often see at the doctor's surgeries. And one's for me and my stuff, one's for Oliver, one's for Emily. So if Emily has school, you know, like Oliver at the moment has a list of stationery that we need to buy for him, that would live in his pocket
mm-hmm.
or on my desk.
Well, as you said, your desk is where you take it to do it, and then it lives in your magazine holder.
Yes, and that's the first point that we'd go to look for
right.
it. Like, for instance, Simon had to organise a doctor's appointment for Emily while we're away, and I looked in her pocket for the referral.
Yep.
So that's the command centre. That's how we organise the command centre.
Is it just paperwork, or do you have anything else there?
So in the pantry, as the holder of the command center. So we have a little basket on top of our microwave that holds actually the library cards and our metro cards, because the kids and I don't go on the metro very often. So I don't want to, and I don't have a purse. I've got on my phone, I've actually just decluttered my phone, part of my phone. I had a cover that had
a million things in it.
It had quite a lot of cards.
Yes.
But not millions of other things.
It was just fat, yeah.
It was fat with cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I decluttered that because I put them all on Apple. All of my cards now go on Apple Pay.
Oh.
And so I've decluttered all, and I got like our New South Wales driver's license can go on an app. Medicare can go on an app. Bupa can go on an app. So I've just
fantastic
let go. So now all I carry around with me, because it is my third arm, is my phone.
Well, I think we need an episode purely on decluttering our wallets.
Yeah, our purses.
Yeah, let's not do that right now. But
So that little basket mm-hmm. holds the cards that I don't want living in my purse. Even if I did have a purse, I wouldn't want them living in my purse because they're not everyday use.
Mm-hmm.
So those type of cards sit on top of that. And like gift cards that we get go into this basket as well. So,
excellent.
You know, for Christmas, if we've got given a Smiggle voucher, it would live there
mm-hmm.
until we were heading out to Smiggle on Boxing Day. Gift cards don't last Love very it. Long in our house.
Yeah, so they last a long time with my kids. I don't know what I want to buy.
Yeah. So before we hear about your command center,
mm-hmm.
why don't we talk about what should live in a command center so people can think about.
Yes, I agree.
What should live in there.
So some of the things I've seen in clients' command centers are like a big like Seiko yearly planner.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've got like holidays or annual leave or the comings and goings big picture. I've seen the weekly planner where you've got who's where on what days, who's got ballet, who's got taekwondo, who's got violin lessons, and then also meal planning. So what's for dinner each of the nights and who's cooking it.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping lists. So that can often be just on the inside of the pantry and just a piece of paper and a pencil where people just write their shopping list. That's part of a command center. What about you? What else?
Yeah, notices, invitations, to-do lists,
mm-hmm.
work in progress.
Yes.
Can often be, like we were talking about this.
Yep.
So your stuff that paperwork or projects that you've got, not necessarily big craft projects.
But woodwork. In action.
Yeah, things that are still waiting.
Yeah.
Maybe like you've opened the mail
mm-hmm.
and you know you have to deal with it, or you've done part of it, like NDIS plan.
Yeah.
NDIS stuff. Let me need to do a whole episode on NDIS.
Yes, we do.
Just the paperwork for NDIS.
Yeah. I find therapy work a lot of clients have, or doctor's referrals or specialist referrals or scripts, those kind of things you want to be able to get to fast. You don't want them in a filing cabinet or in your, you know, put away spot.
Or in the, or randomly stuck in a pile of papers that you don't know what else is there.
Yes.
Magazines and all, like, you know, the, those piles of paper that you're like, oh, it could be there, but it, I don't know.
Mm. Or, and when we go through them with clients, like, oh, I was looking for that.
That's where that script is. Or, you know, swipe or don't swipe baskets.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it could be mail to post, homework, schoolwork.
Yes. Toilet charts and kids' reward charts and chore charts.
Chore charts. Magazines. It can be magazines.
Like, if they're to read.
Yeah.
I will say to clients, if you've got a magazine you want to read, put it there. But if don't keep your whole magazine collection there.
Yeah.
And by the way, we'd probably tell you to just donate it to the doctors anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have your family expectations and family rules. And, you know, I know, for instance, that I do, I get the kids at the beginning of school holidays or towards the end of school to write a list of activities that they'd like to do over the school holidays so that we can, you know, when I'm bored, what can we do? Let's go.
What kind of things do your kids put on that list? Because we try and do the same, but the list pretty much just has backyard cricket in it. They don't want to do anything.
Yeah,
we've got such homebodies.
Yeah, but that's because of that's who your kids are.
Yeah.
So my kids also have backyard cricket on there.
Yeah.
But they also have going to the pool, going a day in the city, going for a picnic, going for a bushwalk. So it's not all like
Not like bowling and movies and
it's not like not spending money every day.
But it's ideas.
But it's ideas. Yep. And it can be, you know, there is movies in on there and
That's a good idea. And all of those kind of, it's whatever it takes to make your family run. So it's going to be unique to your family.
Yeah.
You might have on there maybe custody nights, like who's got custody on different nights.
Yeah.
You might have like a whole thing on a work cover claim you've got going on that you're actively working on.
Yes.
It's going to be so different for everybody.
Yeah. And that's why we, when we were talking about this, we were like, well, who needs one? And
I said, everyone.
Yes.
And Kirsty actually agreed.
The earth actually did stop turning for a second.
It did, but let's clarify with there was 5 minutes of discussion before you agreed with when I said everyone. You're like, but hold on, is it actually everyone? And I said, yes. You're like, but is it actually, what about this? In the end, you came around to everyone.
And because I qualified it with that it is, it can just be a few pieces of paper or one to-do list. It doesn't have to be all of this stuff.
Correct.
For it doesn't have everybody. To be big. Yeah. And it can, as we've said and as we always say, it's very unique to your family. So tell us what your command center looks like, Ames.
So I'm going to give a throwback to our paperwork episode because.
I'm going to do this.
Because for us, the command center and paperwork are really closely aligned. And how we deal with it as a family is pretty melded together. In fact, there's a whole chapter in my book called Paperwork, which talks about everything of this. It's every piece of paper, it's every to-do list, it's every bill, it's how to deal with all of that. So it's chapter 7 if you've got the book and you want to look over it. So our command center is my desk. So I have, I would call it an office. Would you call my area an office or a space?
A space.
So our house is quite an old house. At the front, we presume used to be a veranda, and the veranda's been closed in into like this long, skinny sunroomy kind of thing. But it's also the front door.
Yes.
So my office is at one end, so it's open to the rest of the family and the neighbours and everything. That is where every piece of paper in our home lives. So invitations, mail, bills, to-do lists, birth certificates.
Can everybody find what they need really quickly? Like, can the boys find it, or is it
the boys
in
never
your control?
Well, they never would look for anything in there. They've never once, that I can remember, ever asked for a piece of paper. But that's them. Like, Cal can find what he needs. Let's just go with that. Okay. He can find what he needs.
Yeah.
So our system.
So the cow. So cow. Sorry.
Go.
So if Cal. So, for instance, today we're podcasting, and if Jesse had a birthday party to go to, he would know where to find the information to get Jess to the birthday party.
Probably because just before the birthday party goes up, it would go on the fridge.
Okay.
so that it's there as a visual reminder, because otherwise we're just going to forget the birthday party, which we may or may not have done in the past.
And this is what we were talking about when we were talking about this episode, is that you and I are both visual reminder people. Mm-hmm. We need to see things to be reminded to do them, because otherwise we forget to do them.
Correct.
Whereas Simon, he's got a to-do list a million miles long, and it's all in his head.
Wow.
He can put everything away and he will still remember most, you know, probably 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Remember to do it.
Wow. No, I don't have that capacity.
No.
So how ours works is we have a folder that is Revel family documents, and in there we have a plastic sleeve for Jesse Medical, Cal Medical, Amy Medical, Elijah Medical, and in there is any current reports or diagnoses or blood test results, plus any current referrals. And then we've got in there like important documents, our marriage certificate, birth certificates, those kind of things. We don't keep a lot of paperwork. Mm. So our command center is then often on my desk. So yesterday, Kirsten and I were working at my house, and there's a pile on my desk. So it's not an in tray, it's literally just a pile. And it had in it a printout that I needed to read about Curly Girl Method for my hair. It had Jessie's book list. It had Elijah's creative writing from last year that I wanted to read at some point. Like, it just has a few of the to-do listy things in it. So that's how it works for us. We don't do meal planning. We don't do calendar planning.
What about paperwork that Cal brings home, or does Cal ever bring home any paperwork?
Nope. And he deals with all his work stuff that's not family in his office.
Yeah.
But that's completely different. That's just his job.
Yeah.
And I do all the paperwork in our house, all the finances, all the paperwork. I really enjoy doing it. I love getting an insurance policy renewed and getting a discount, and I really enjoy all that. So Cal doesn't carry any of that load, but I don't carry any of the load of taking the kids to after-school activities. So I'm very happy with that arrangement.
Yeah, and that's – every family is unique and every family has its own choices to make.
So if you're a family that doesn't have a walk-in pantry or an office – we want to just give you a couple of really quick ideas of where you could keep a command center, because it doesn't have to be a big area. It just needs to be somewhere where it's not going to impact on your daily functional living. So don't make it on the middle of the dining table, because then when you go to eat there, it's in the way. You want it somewhere where it can live, where you don't have to shuffle it around and move it, and it's here and then it's there. It's a basket that moves everywhere around the house. Make it the same spot. So I reckon, Kirst, your idea of putting a magazine rack up is awesome. Because if you get one from IKEA or somewhere like that, they're also generally magnetic. So then you can put like magnet clips on it if you have excess things that you want to hang off it.
Yeah.
Are some other options? Where could people...
You could just have an in tray.
Yeah.
Like, you could just have a tray so that and the key here is that everybody in the house can find what they need when they need it.
Yes.
So that they're not like, oh, and I know my example of how we do things in my house doesn't work to this system. But that's because we're all a work in progress. but it's so that, you know, if somebody needs to do something, they should be able to, you know, if Simon needs to take the kids to a party, he should be able to find the details without calling me and interrupting a podcasting day. If I need to take the kids to a doctor's appointment, I shouldn't need to ask Simon when it is and what time do I need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be in my calendar already, which is how our family works, or there needs to be a piece of paper that I know where it is,
mm-hmm.
and I can access it. So the purpose of a command center is so that your whole family can work in tandem and in synchronicity
mm-hmm.
to one another, so that, one, it reduces your mental load. Again, we talk mm-hmm. about this episode all the time, but it's called the mental load, and we want to unburden the person in the family who stereotypically holds the mental load for all of the family schedules. So having a command center, we find, helps in a lot of our clients' homes, that there's just that one place that you put paperwork, mm-hmm. one place that you put invitations, one place that you put whatever, mm-hmm. one space that you know the library cards are going to be, so you're not running around the house 2 weeks after the overdue books are due going, but I, and the kids going, I really want to borrow more books, and you're like, we can't, we can only drop them back. We can't borrow anymore because I can't find the library cards.
Are you loving getting into decluttering in your home, but feel like some of the things just aren't staying how they should, or you're finding piles or recollecting around the house? Are you getting a bit frustrated that you're not seeing the success that you thought that you would? Well, Kirst and I are excited to let you know about our online decluttering course that teaches you not only how to get an organised and decluttered home, but really importantly, how to keep it that way. So we would love you to come and join our course community. We have an interactive and amazing Facebook group, and all of the course is self-paced, so you can jump online whenever you like and go through our 6 modules that will take you from being overwhelmed to an organising guru. So just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course and come and join us. We can't wait to have you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, I have 2 new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
What I recommend in my book too is to have that a box that becomes your in tray. So even if you do have the filing system, like you said, whoever does that filing and whether or not that's where you keep things that need action or are being actioned, is just get a container that fits A4 and have it somewhere, even if it's on the corner of the bench.
Yeah.
Everything goes in there, everything. And then you have a habit of maybe going through it on a Tuesday night and a Sunday morning or however it works for you.
Yeah.
But to just regularly go through that and don't allow it to get to the point where it's overflowing and you can't find anything in there.
And it's overwhelming to even start.
Correct. Because there are systems.
Yeah, because you don't want, like, yeah, most people don't like paperwork. Most people don't like dealing with family admin. Most people, it's not something that you jump out of the bed wanting to do. Most people.
Guess what I get to do today?
Except for Amy. but even Amy, who loves still think of better things to do with her time. So we don't want it to be burdensome for you. We don't want it to be a box that you dread seeing the sight of.
Yep.
We want it to be maintainable, and that's why, in my opinion, the smaller the box, the thinner the, like, mm-hmm. the shallower the box, the better, because it forces you to do something about it. But it can be kept in the pantry, I can't talk. It can be kept in the kitchen. It can be kept in the office. It can be kept in a bedroom. It can be kept in the spare room.
We've got a friend who keeps it in their laundry. She's like, I'm in there all the time anyway.
Yeah.
And then they charge, similar to what you do, charge all their devices next to it.
Yeah.
So it's a place that they're regularly at.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's that command center. So the whole idea is that your family can run from that space. Yep. So, and that's why we have it in the pantry too, because that's where things get charged. And so that's where I would be charging my phone so that I can be putting in all the school notices, because then I can get rid of the piece of paper straight away. Because often what we do, and we've spoken about this in the other episodes too, is that the note will come home saying the excursion's on so-and-so day and this is everything they need to bring. And I will put some of that detail, you know, I'll obviously put the detail in my phone and set my timer to go off an hour before normal so that I'm like not running around at 10 to 8 trying to get everything ready for the school excursion that I completely forgot about. But also take a photo of it so I can scroll back, so I don't need to keep the physical piece of paper. And then as soon as the excursion's done, you would think that I would delete that
photo. I was about to say, yeah, but you don't delete photos. So if someone next year is like, hey, Kirst, last year the grade fours went on a camp, any chance you have the packing list? Oh, I totally have that. Just let me scroll back.
Let me scroll back and let me think about when I actually got the note. So often we do keep the note.
Yeah.
But I'll go through those notes regularly.
Correct.
So that, because the magazine folder for the kids' stuff is never full.
Yeah.
Like it's not overflowing. They do have their therapy books in there, and they have their school excursions and like the term notices that come out, like this is when PE day's on, this is when.
So do you guys have Compass?
Clearly not, because I don't know what app you're talking about.
So Compass is a school app. So I don't reckon we've had a piece of paper come home from school in years.
Our old school.
Yep.
Was old school.
Really?
Oh, they were moving. We did have an app. But then you'd still had to go and print off the form to sign it.
I know, ours is so easy. Like, it's just like, Jesse, you just tick, yes, he can go to that excursion. Yes, charge my credit card. Yes, he still has asthma. Yes, that's my phone number. If he falls or breaks his leg, done.
Hopefully our new school has that.
Yeah, so it's called Compass. Both of our schools are on it. It's brilliant. It's a great system because it has completely eliminated school admin, because you just get an email and you get a notification on your phone that's like, there's a new item. You go in, you press tick, 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 and it's done.
Yep.
And then all the packing lists and the things that you need to know are just attachments. So you just go to the calendar. Yes, my kid's going on grade three cramp. Great, here's the packing list I can see.
I hate you so very much. So it can be a study nook, going back to where you can have this, away from Compass, but back to the command center. It can be back of a pantry drawer or the wall in the pantry or the wall in a study. Mm. But the point of it is that it's not meant to attract clutter.
No. And I think sometimes we get a bit trapped with the Pinterest-worthy command centers because they are so pretty. Like, let's be real. You can go to Kiki K or IKEA or Kmart or wherever and get some really cool stuff. But if that just becomes clutter and it means that you're not using it well, that's not actually helping your life. It's making you have the joy of buying it and setting it up. But if it's not going to work, get rid of some of the clutter and make it pretty simple.
Yes. And often when I'm talking to my clients who have got lots going on, go back to the KISS principle.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple, sweetheart. Keep it as simple as possible. The more complexity you add in, the more mental load you have. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, go with an in-tray, go with a calendar, put everything digital, do whatever you can to make it the easiest for you and the other people who are using who need to access the information that would be in a, you know, for instance, Simon and I share a calendar. You and I share a calendar.
We sure do.
So I know where you are and Simon knows where I am. Like, and the family stuff we put in a family shared calendar. So he doesn't have to ring me and go, where's that party? Because when it's I put there. It in the calendar, I put the place in the, and it's in the calendar and it goes off an hour before they're meant to be there and he just has to look in his phone. So trying to make things as simple for everybody.
Keep it simple, sweetheart. Come on. That is the overarching message of this episode is don't try and make it more complicated than it needs to be. One of my clients has multiple kids with really complicated medical histories. So a command center having one little spot that you can put the paperwork is not going to work. So she has a ring binder for each child, and in there is plastic sleeves, and it's just got the kid's name on the outside, and everything for their medical history goes in there. So when she has an appointment to go to, she literally grabs it. It's got NDIS in there. It's got referrals. It's got tests. It's got appointments. It's got everything in there. Just grabs it, goes to the appointment, everything she needs. And she's like, I felt a bit embarrassed the first couple of times setting it with my ring binder. And then she's like, and then I realized I am not stressed heading into this. I don't have to think, oh, no, I turned up, but I didn't bring the results from that specialist.
Yes.
So that's a really good idea too. If you have a more complicated family, you could just go a ring binder per person if you needed to.
And that's still keeping it simple.
Correct. Exactly. That's the whole purpose.
That's the whole thing. And that's why, yeah, get inspiration from Pinterest, get inspiration from Instagram, get inspiration. But often what I find with clients is that they've been inspired by all of that and they've tried it and it's still not working for them.
It does take a fair bit of habit, doesn't it?
Well, and this is, I think the command center is probably one of the most crucial places that you have to have good habits in, because you know, you can let your kitchen get a bit cluttered, but you just need to get in there and clean it up. And it might take you an hour or two to get everything washed and put away and the benches cleaned. But it's a habit that's not too hard. Like, it's a very, very in-your-face habit. If you have a command center that's not working for you and you have not kept on top of, then that's when you miss out on birthday parties. That's when you miss out. That's when gift vouchers expired in the old days
you
before
get late fees.
Yeah, that's when late fees. That's when your water gets turned off. That's when you're out, you know.
It's so stressful.
You get penalties for your electricity not being paid. You forget to take that referral to the doctors. And so you get there, you've taken your kids out of school and you can't see the doctor because you've forgotten your referral. Like, it's habits are amazing and they take time to implement.
Yep.
And that's why we say often that don't chuck the baby out with the bathwater. So if you've tried to implement a command system and a command center and it's not worked for you, think about why it is that it hasn't worked. Has it just been that you haven't been practicing those habits? You haven't been you've got it all beautifully set up, but you haven't practiced it?
That's good.
Or is it because the system is too complicated? And really sit back and think about what it is that's not working for you. Because if it's a habit, that's easy and hard to change. It's easy because you can identify what it is.
Yeah.
But then it just takes practice. Yeah. And just have grace for yourself, but just get up every day and just practice again instead of like, I'm the worst person ever, I can never keep this habit. Just have grace for yourself. Say, no, I didn't do it yesterday, but I'm going to look at that command center today and I'm going to deal with some of that paperwork today. Anyway.
I love it. And I think just to throw in a tidbit is I feel like the command center, when you look at bullet journaling and you think, oh my gosh, I really want to do bullet journaling, but then you realize it's like a 4-hour job just to set up a page. A command center is a really great way of doing everything that you want to do in a bullet journal, but in a command center. And I want to say to you, if you have a whiteboard in your command center, I would encourage you to clean it completely once a month or once a week, because I have seen way too many whiteboards in command centers that have like stuff from 2-3 years ago on it, because you've become visually blind to what's on there.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not always a fan of whiteboards.
No, and that's why I'm not a fan of them. Because as soon as you write, I don't mind them when you use them for magnet stuff.
Yes, I was going to say, you have one.
I do, but I don't ever write on it.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. And
I don't love it though. I think I'm going to get rid of it after today's episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's big. It's just that I didn't know what to do with it and I just put it in my office one day and then I started using it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a purchase and it wasn't an intentional thing. It was freebie clutter.
Think we'll do an episode on that.
Think we might.
I And again, it comes back to the habits, because like a whiteboard is great if you're using it and if you're cleaning it off, or a chalkboard, the same concept. Like if you're in the habit of doing what it needs to be done. So
agreed. May I read a review?
Yes, you are excited to.
I am, because it's from Christy Lingo.
Hey.
It's from iTunes USA. And Christy says, simple advice to help you declutter. I thought this was a good one for this episode. She says, I love that this podcast covers all aspects of decluttering, from how to do it step by step to the mindset that you need to keep going. Thank you, Amy and Kirsty.
Oh, you're welcome, Christy. And if you haven't listened to Christy's podcast, she has a great podcast called Cocktails and Containers. So
Kirsty was interviewed on it.
We should get you interviewed on it this year.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you, Christy. And we hope this episode has been good to just get your head around a command center and think about, yeah, just really think about what it is that your unique family needs, and try and boil it down to the simplest version of those needs.
And then post a photo in our Facebook community, because we want to see what you got going on.
We would love that. And if you need our help to set one up, we would love to come in and help you figure out what your unique family needs and help you get that vision for 2020 in regards to a command center.
See ya.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app, or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.